Hi, this is a dictation for patient Kosi Sylvain Sohu. The first name is two part, K by Kelly, OUASSI dash Sylvain, SYLVAIN. Last name is Sohu, SOHOU. Date of birth 11/5/1982, date of accident 5/29/2022. Data service is 5/16/2023. The patient is here for an evaluation, and he alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident on 5/28/2022 around midnight. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, and also headaches subsequent to this automobile accident. The detail of the accidents are as follows. On 5/29/2022, Mr. Kosi Sylvain Sohu was traveling as a restaurant driver, and he was in a Volkswagen Passat with three other people in the car, and the rest of the clients are all, rest of the people are all okay, and they were all sitting in the back. The accident occurred on Merriman and Ford. At the intersection light on Merriman, he was hit on a rear-ending accident at a moderately high speed of 35 to 45 miles an hour. While he was at the light, he was stopped completely. The damage of the car was to the back of the car, which was damaged. However, there is no breakage to the glass. The windshield was not broken, and nothing was broken inside either. Headrest, the airbags, which did not deploy, and seat belts, everything is all okay. The patient reported that he was wearing a seat belt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. However, the police and ambulance did not arrive at the scene. He reports that in this accident, his head hit into the headrest, leading to a whiplash injury to the neck. History of presenting illness, patient denies any headaches. He denies any symptom of TBI, especially there is no dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, hearing problems, vision problems, no orientation, confusion, no loss of memory, forgetfulness, or loss of balance, none of them, no incontinence of the urine or bowel, and no weakness of the muscles or the extremities is reported. There is no radiation of the pain is also reported, none of that. The patient reported that these pains are present mainly in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 5 to 6, and they're more like a discomfort, and they are described as gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, and they are present several times a week. In the ADLs are affected to the tune of 7. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, bending, and improved by rest. In addition, patient suffers from polio of the right leg, and his right leg has been weak. Although he is able to drive well, he can stand okay, sit okay, and he can walk up to 2 blocks without any major issues. Once again, he denies any radiation of pain to the lower extremities or upper extremities, no involvement of the fingers, and no weakness of the muscles of the fingers or the legs, as such, except for the right leg weakness due to the polio. So far, the patient reported that he has had some MRIs, which were found to be completely normal. And at this time, no other MRIs or X-rays have been done. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports that he did not go to the emergency room, and he was being seen by Dr. Sagala, who ordered a MRI of the lower back, which was found to be completely normal. He has done physical therapy and massage 6 times, and chiropractic 30 to 40 times. and he's 50% better, and physical therapy has not been done. No medication or doctors have been ordered, have been seen. He has not taken any pain medication. System review comes from the chart. No medical problems as such are reported. Surgical history from the chart. Allergies, none. Surgery, past surgical history, none. Family history is negative. As such, a mother is deceased with the old age. Father is deceased with the old age. He's got 14 brothers, 7 sisters, all have no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single. And he drives Uber full time. And this accident, when this accident happened, he was driving an Uber. Employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain. The patient does not have any attorney at this time. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not use any recreational drugs or any alcohol. The physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 144 over 95, pulse is 70, pulse ox is 100. 5 feet 7 inches, weight is 187. 40-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Alert oriented, no major sign of any panic, distress, acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain traces. No severe anxiety or lethargy. The patient does have a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk without any cane. With the help of, he does have a polio on the right leg, and slight limping is observed, but it is not painful or antalgic. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, psychiatric exam, and musculature examination that are all found to be completely normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal from the template. In the spine tenderness, none exist. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none exist. Hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine completely normal. Please use the template. Forward flexion 50, extension 60. Bilateral side flexion is 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motions are normal at forward flexion 60, extension 25. Bilateral side flexion 30. Bilateral rotation 35. Hyperextension was not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermer test, distraction test, and Sotoal test are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Control lateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints. Both the sacroiliac joints are found non-tender. Standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Faber test negative. Gunsland test negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, the patient has normally appearing extremities with no deficit in any area. All the joints are completely normal, non-tender, no pedal edema, no tenderness, no contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose veins. The range of motion of all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. The gait is normal, and patient has a weakness of the right leg due to the pre-existing polio from the childhood. Diagnosis general is V89.2XXT, Z79.891, V89.2XXT, S06.301A. The cervical spine M54.2, thoracic spine M54.09, LS-9M54.5. Plan of care is from the temporary treatment plan. No medications are provided, no narcotic or non-narcotic medications, as the patient didn't want them and also doesn't need them. Physical therapy has been ordered 2 times per week because the patient still feels some pain, and it could be just a soft tissue injury, ligament injury, and it is not possible to determine. MRI was completely normal, and he insists to see the chiropractor again for at least 1 more month. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, not needed. Fitness club program, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records. Lumbar spine MRI from affiliated diagnostic was ordered by Dr. Sagala, is read to be completely normal with no disc involvement. Interventional pain procedures, none are warranted. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released from all the providers, and we have not got them until now. Investigation, no new investigation are being ordered. DMEs, the patient already has a back brace and a neck brace and tension. Education is yes. The patient will be seen in 15 days to 30 days time, and direct contact is yes. Thank you.